You mentioned earlier about the demographic changes in Europe,
mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned about the healthcare becoming a major new industry. Do you think that we're likely to see new industries emerging, such as health, the environment, security? There's these industries that are not traditional. They're not insurance, banking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Brazil and the Brazilian IT sector is well poised to take advantage of these emerging sectors?
I think that Brazil is as well poised as anybody else. Those industries, especially, for instance, things like in the environment. Brazil has lots of creating a conscience that is necessary to do that. But you take health, for instance. I think when I look into the future, I think health is probably the one that will grow more than anything else. And today, you have a population, in Brazil, you have a population of close to 200 million, 190 million people. Of this, there are at least 50 million people that do not have access to all of the requirements of healthcare. You take, for instance, tomography. There aren't enough equipment. There aren't enough physicians to analyze the results and so on and so forth. So one area to get involved is how do you create remote centers for diagnosis, and so that you can give the country access to tomography. X-rays are going to disappear very quickly, and tomography or magnetic resonance and so on and so forth, all of those things have to be made available to the population, and that will be done and absolutely will be helped by the existence of IT. And on and on and on. Again, India is doing a lot of that. And India has a bigger problem than Brazil because they have 1 billion people. Same thing for China. So those things will be developing. And furthermore, there is the question of transparency. Cost of health is one of the challenges of the world. Take the United States, for instance. Mm. Even a country like the United States cannot afford to give all citizens the minimum care. In Europe, you do that a lot. But look what is happening with our Social Security. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to change it. You have to change because the cost of that is partly what is creating the financial problems in Europe. Because the cost of pensions and things like that is growing fantastically. And here you have the problem of transparency that I mentioned. For instance, today, I think that there is, the medical plans are desperate because you go to the doctor does not ask you to do one simple thing. They ask you to do 100 exams. And you don't need that. You go to a blood exam, they ask 100 things. And apparently, there is a problem of corruption between the doctors and the ones that provide the exam. So they keep a part of that to themselves. I was talking to a guy in a health plan the other day. He said, when you go to a surgery, what you have in the surgery room does not belong to the hospital. It's consignated to the hospital. So you use only a part of that, but the rest is not returned, and the hospital has to pay everything. And therefore, there is the corruption that I mentioned, that people get a kick for doing all that. So instead of costing 10, it costs 20 for you to do certain surgery.